Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Has your guys' success this year spoiled, you think, fans, people around you, to think that you're supposed to win every game?
An impressive game two win from the Cleveland Cavaliers, and this series is tied at one game apiece.
I mean, that's the narrative that you might see on TV. The idea that we have a super team. It's twofold, right? We didn't have a coach of the year. We didn't have an MVP. We only had two All-Stars. So they say we're a super team, but, you know, we didn't get rewarded like we are. But, you know we got a good team. We're not perfect. We play the right way more often than not. And we know we got to be better. But, you know, for, I guess, saying people that are spoiled from our success, you know, we don't pay attention to those things. We just go out there and control what we can't control.
Jason Tatum after the game last night, a blowout loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 2. It is Jones and Mego with Arcan. No Jones. Andy Hart is here as well, and we are live at our Fenway Studios, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, which is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Now during Truck Month, get a great deal on Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 47 years straight, and the official truck of your Boston Red Sox. That quote from Tatum there has gotten around a lot today. I think right away after the post game, I was watching those guys on NBC Sports Boston, and I could hear him say the wheels turning of, oh boy, that's going to be a thing tomorrow. And it is. It's definitely a thing today. Our big cue at 2 was, are the Celtics a super team? I still am appalled by these results. It's three quarters say no, they're not. Less than one quarter of the voters say that they are a super team. If they're not a super team, I mean, ask other fans of other teams in the league this year if the Celtics are a super team. I guarantee you that poll will look a little different. The Celtics not having one is preventing people from voting that way. I know, Mego, that's how you feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that this is as quietly popular as that opinion is in the poll. I'm going to get pushback on this, even in this very room. I don't really think they qualify as a super team just by my own definition of it. There's nobody on this team who's won MVP. There's nobody on this team aside from Drew Holiday who has won a championship. And I think Drew Holiday, I would say, is like your fourth or fifth guy on the team. And most of the guys on this team, Jason, Jalen, Derek White, like, I still think that they're still ascending in their career. And Derek's somebody who you traded for, and I really may be parsing things apart. Like, I understand this. I also think it's different that there's two guys who you drafted and developed in Jason and Jalen, and you're two all-NBA players. Super team to me does have the connotation of some superstar went out and recruited other superstars, or some crazy owner, like the Suns owner, went out and paid a bunch of money for other superstars to pair with their superstar. That might be wrong. That's just how I feel a super team is defined. And
Celtics didn't get superstars to play with their superstars?
I don't really think that Porzingis or Jrue Holiday qualify as superstar. No.
Not now. I would say Porzingis at one point early in his Knicks tenure was an ascending.
Look, Porzingis was completely healthy last year. He couldn't even get the Wizards to the playoffs. That's not a superstar. He's a star for sure. Like, and I'm not saying that to knock him. Jrue Holiday is still one of the best defenders in the league, but he's not a star. He's 33.
Were the Suns a super team this year? Durant's won before.
Yeah, and he's been MVP.
Devin Booker and Bradley Beal are both all NBA caliber.
See, Devin
players.
Booker, though, is more of like the Tatum-Jalen kind of breed to me, though.
You have very specific
Right, but you
rules.
Don't just
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's
Devin
why,
Booker on
that's why like, my I understand that my perspective isn't maybe shared by everybody and definitely isn't shared by the two of you. But when I look at it, I go, it doesn't scream super team to
so
me.
So the 08 Celtics, I forget, did you say they were a super team or not a super team?
I don't really feel like they were a super team when they were assembled. And I know that sounds
crazy.
But
they had a guy who then reached out and helped assemble the two greats who are Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
I don't think you believe in super teams.
Everybody in basketball is in the Hall of Fame. Like,
no, I know, and it's one of my biggest criticisms. But
okay, so I wouldn't.
The reality is, if you're a Hall of Famer,
built a super team to beat the Celtics, who are a super.
I know.
Right.
Like, so here's what I'm saying. Like, I think I'm defining it very clearly. You got to have
very specifically.
Yeah, you got to have an MVP on there, and you've got to have a guy who's won. Like, who is won as one of the guys? I think
none of them have won. You're right about that. None of them.
Jrue Holiday has. And you could say that, okay, that's like an argument for it. But I don't think most people are making that argument. I think they're making the argument that you have two all-NBA players and then they went out and got some other really good players in the offseason.
Are the Clippers this year a super team?
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard's won and James Harden's been the MVP.
Exactly.
The Celtics were way better than the Clippers this year.
Okay.
So how are they a super team and the Celtics aren't?
Because I don't think a super team is somebody who wins all the time. Like, people think of that, but there's been multiple super teams. The Nets were a super team who were put together a couple years ago. It didn't work out.
Nada.
And so yeah, the Celtics
Kyrie had won, and Durant had won and also been MVP.
Can I grill the witness for one more question?
Sure.
If the Celtics win this year and bring back the same team, are they a super team next year?
No. Oh, Jesus. There's no MVP.
If they win this year.
What if Tatum wins the MVP next year after winning the title this year?
Then they're a super team.
After they've already won, like... Okay. Yes,
got
there
very,
are super
very
team.
Narrow parameters of what is
very,
a team
very,
is.
And that's
well, you
got to
define
it
somehow.
Sure,
like,
absolutely.
How do you define it? Just
it's
a
like
bunch
porn.
Of
I know
together.
It when I hear it, and I heard it during a press conference.
Look, this is honestly how I feel.
These
like
are
I
your,
sat
these
down,
are your, right,
I sat
fine,
down and thought about this question.
Sure. You're with everybody else. It's 70 whatever percent
yes,
you said.
The public is with you.
Okay,
I,
but
I
to
don't
be fair, I think a lot of the public just wants to agree with Jason Tatum.
I mean, that could be sure,
and that's not really where I'm coming from. I thought Tatum's post game availability.
No, you're
was
just
dreadful.
Bending
well,
the question
you're both
into a pretzel so you can agree with him.
No, I'm sitting here going, "What's a super team?" Because guess what? There's a lot of really, really high end talented players in the league, and you could look around a bunch of different teams. It's not like it was 25 years ago. You can look around at a bunch of different
teams. At a bunch of different teams that have five different players who are all-stars at some point. I don't think there's a lot of those
teams. Derek White's never been an all-star.
No, but Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis, Jason Tatum,
Al Horford's almost 40 years old.
And Jrue Holiday all have been.
You get an all-star six man. You just made the point. They're a super team. Anyway.
Six man is an all-star.
He's almost 40. Like he's not, so I think that matters when you're talking about whether or not he's still all-star caliber basketball player.
Bill Walton was old when he was on the Celtics in 86, and he was still
okay,
made that a super
team. That was 1986.
Okay, he was still old, and he came off the bench, and that was why they were a super team.
So let me pull this in a little different
part
direction. Are you and Jason Tatum trying to diminish expectations, minimize expectations by saying they're not a super team? Is that why Jason Tatum's bringing this up? Everybody says we're a super team, so we're supposed to kill everybody, but then they don't treat us like a super team, so maybe we're not a super team.
No.
We didn't win MVP.
I think Tatum sounds really bitchy.
I'll tell you what bothered me this time that I didn't hear the first time. He called me spoiled.
Well, in fairness, Washburn said that. That was
well,
part
I know,
of
but he, said,
the
he agreed.
Washburn set him up for that.
But he agreed. He doesn't have to agree. And I've heard many players and coaches when I've asked questions
he
say,
said, we don't,
I don't
we
know
don't
if I'd use the word, and they shoot down the word you used in your question. He did not. He called me spoiled.
The bigger issue with the whole thing is Tatum is setting up a total red herring, and it's not what anybody's talking about. He's saying everyone thinks we're a super team when it's convenient, and fans think we should win every game and we should win games by 20 points all the time. No. People think that you should go out in a playoff game at home and show some kind of effort in the second half instead of getting pantsed on your home court by Donovan Mitchell and his supporting cast. That's what people are upset about.
Play a little defense, maybe. Have a little energy in front of an energetic crowd. Entertain us. That's my big thing. You know how pissed I would be if I had saved my money and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Let's to go to that one last night?
And then I watched that?
I'd be beside myself.
Because, I mean, I got to figure if I took my family, I'm spending like a couple grand.
Yeah, you're getting up there. For
sure. I would be. Want to talk about spoiled and me being
BS,
pissed?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, and by the way, spoiled with all the success? What success? You won a bunch of regular season games. How much success are we really talking about here?
Well, but this we don't want to go the other direction and diminish them.
No, I'm
like,
not
they are who
them.
They
I'm
are.
Just saying, like, we're talking about success. Like, they've won three straight championships.
Right.
They had a good regular season. Great. They've had good regular seasons before. I'm not really that impressed by
a lot of them. They've had good postseasons till the postseasons ended without being good.
That's true.
They have yet to win their final game.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. John is in Malden. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how are we doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Love listening to you guys.
Thanks, John.
Hey, so here's my thing, right? This team just does not have the DNA, the Celtics, to win a championship, in my opinion. I agree with you guys. I think the first thing they need to do is take a class on accountability. You know, they go up there with all these excuses, and Tatum sounded like a complete loser last night. That's a loser mentality he brought to the podium. Instead of just, hey, hats off, they made some shots, we'll play better. He just sounds like the biggest loser we've had as a leader in a long time. That's number one. Number two is I think that the coaching is lacking. I got to be honest with you. I'm not a guy that always blames the coach, but it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of adjustments with this team. It seems like the strategy going into the game is if we score more points than the other team, we're going to win. I'm not
weird strategy there. I mean, I sort of. I mean, I don't hate it. I know what you're getting at, but yeah, I mean, that's what most of the strategies are. You want to outscore the other team. The defense last night though was pathetic. It was a pathetic defensive effort all around. I thought Derek White made like a couple of plays on Garland early in the game. He had a couple of plays.
He
and
got
Garland,
exposed.
Garland didn't
perimeter.
Do much, but whenever anyone tried to guard Mitchell, it didn't matter. Mitchell was just giving it to everybody. Whoever was standing in front of him got crossed up, and a J was hitting their face. And that happened to Brown. It happened to Tatum. It happened to White. It happened to literally everyone.
It happened to Brown and Tatum at the same time.
Yes.
On a buzzer beater. And it was horrible.
That
it was
hurt.
A horrible moment.
So he brings up an interesting point, though, when he brings Mazzulla into the conversation. And I was just trying to think in my head. So we've had this whole long, years-long conversation of the developing Tatum-led Celtics and when he gets to the maturity and when he should be expected to win a title and comparisons. You have a coach who's finding his way, too. It's
right.
Similar to what we talked about with Mayo. And I'm trying to think of examples, and I'm not, like, coaches that developed, had to develop young, youthful guys, like, alongside their stars to win. And that's part of Mazzulla's job here and challenges is like pulling Jason Tatum into the mature leader he needs him to be to win while trying to figure out who he is himself as a mature leader of men and a basketball coach, right? Like, that's a pretty uniquely difficult situation, in my opinion.
It's unusual because he's so young.
Right.
The job. Look, there's plenty of coaches. Well, and he's inexperienced compared to a lot of first-time head coaches. And they may be saddled with developmental guys who also have high expectations because of how young some guys find success in the league. Like, I don't think that's uncommon. I think the combination of his inexperience in youth and no experience in the league as a player is really strange.
So, like, by comparison, we're talking about super teams. When did Spoelstra take over in Miami?
So, Spoelstra is really – I think he's almost like – the blueprint of what they would like Mazzulla to turn into, because Spoelstra started as basically a video crunching video guy for the as a support staff for the coaching staff down there.
Spoelstra took over in 08-09.
So Spoelstra was almost thrust into a similar situation because he had those LeBron teams.
But that's my point.
But
he
LeBron,
had old guys.
LeBron
was older.
Old then.
He was
LeBron had fully arrived.
Right.
He hadn't won yet.
When he got there, it was just like Dwayne Wade and Sean Marion and like Udonis Haslem. Like that was the team before the Super Bowl.
And Dwayne Wade had already won.
Right.
Right. So I that's where I'm thinking in my head, like this challenge that Mazzulla has figuring out who you are while trying to help him figure out who he is as your leader, your best player, your central figure in a championship. And I have doubts about both of them, like ever getting there and ever being. I mean, Spoelstra, not fair because he's kind of become the best coach in the NBA.
Right. But back in 09, Spoelstra caught a lot of criticism, including from LeBron.
But he also had a very key figure standing right behind him, essentially, in Pat Riley.
True.
with
who was the coach before him,
couldn't have any more respect. Right, like that's the Godfather's right behind you, and he's made you a made man.
Yeah, and as far as Mazzulla is concerned, with his development of Jason Tatum as a leader, Brad Stevens couldn't quite crack it, and neither could Ime Udoka. And I know he only had 1 year, but in that 1 year, they got to the finals, and Jason Tatum disappeared in those finals. So it wasn't exactly like these other coaches did a great job of making him into this big, strong leader.
Ime got the closest.
Ime got the closest, sure, but he also disappeared probably bigger than he had in any other series.
And I also want to be clear.
Maybe Ime was distracted.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't want to put this all on Joe because I don't, like,
I don't put
Tatum as a professional.
Yeah.
Like, he is a professional. He is an adult, professional, experienced basketball player.
He's not 19 anymore.
No. So this is mostly on him, but everybody has mentors and leaders and people that help them through maybe that final push to get the most out of yourself. But I will always believe this is a Jason Tatum problem until it's a Jason Tatum success story. Like, that's the line he has to cross over into.
All right, 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do a deeper dive into Jason Tatum and what this series means for him. If they fall short, how much it's going to affect him. And also Mazzulla ball and the pros and cons of that. We'll hear from Zach Lowe on Get Up this morning. And we'll hear from you as well at 617-779-7937. But first, here's Ryan Garvin to tell you what's trending.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.